This is Hans Scheil from the Finishing Well podcast. On Finishing Well, we help you make godly choices about Medicare, long-term care, and your money. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
What a treat we have for you today on Kingdom Pursuits. We really, really do. We have a lot of folks that write like we're loaded for bear. Actually, when it comes to people who are taking their passion and using it to build the kingdom, first off, a couple of actually really good friends of mine, and I'm so delighted to have them on this show, is Amy Cabo and Boris Nikoloff, who are the hosts, as you may know, of The Cure, which is coming to you live every Saturday, especially this Saturday. So welcome, Amy and Boris.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, so... you guys got a show coming up today. I really kind of stumped my producer, Beth Ann, because from what I understand, it's abuse counseling, right?
Right.
And I asked her, I said, do you think that they're going to be teaching us how to abuse better? Or
See, I never had a coach. The wrong impression there. But yeah, thank you for the suggestion. Let me get some, you know, more into that.
But that actually, it's going to probably be counseling on people that have been abused. But nonetheless, I did find it. But it's so good to have you guys on. And so their show is going to be on today live at 1. And next up, we have Don Gladden, and he's the author of Oblivion's Reach, the Darkness series, book 1. So, Don, welcome. It's good to have you on.
It's good to be here.
So, there's going to be a whole series of Oblivion. So, the Darkness series, I'm assuming, is going to be at least 3, or how many are we going to get?
Well, there's going to be at least 3. We're still wondering if we can do the third one in only one book. I think it's going to take 2. Anyway, it's whatever God wants. That's the important thing.
That is the important thing. I love that. So we're going to get to all that. But, you know, it's Kingdom Pursuit. So, and I got to tell you, Amy and Boris, that I found so much humor when it came to The Cure that I just tickled myself. I was laughing. I told Beth Ann, I can almost hardly wait to share this humor with our guests.
Which means we can wait.
It means you can wait. So, speaking of The Cure, are you ready for this, Beth Ann?
I'm ready.
Did you know that there's a cure for scoliosis?
No.
Yeah, I had a hunch.
Really?
I had a hunch.
I had a hunch. Get it? Hunchback. Scoliosis.
Okay.
Come on, Don. It was a little funny, wasn't it?
It was. No.
That was good. I like it.
Oh, Amy.
So, yeah, thank you, Amy. So... I forgot to save my new book, 1,000 Ways to Cure an Itch, before my computer died. So I guess I'm starting from scratch.
You know. Maybe you're going to start with itch number 1. Sorry. No,
scratch,
cure to itch.
We're explaining them to Boris.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. So you're going to like this one, Beth Ann. I have insomnia, and I won't rest until I get a cure.
Yeah, you're kind of stuck there.
Come on, Don. Yeah. We hear
well,
it.
Ay, ay, ay.
We should incorporate those cure things.
Ay, well, that was really good.
You know, this is abusive.
So I think I need some coaching. So I think I've discovered...
he continues. He's compelled.
I think I've discovered a really simple cure for... anorexia? Yeah. It's a piece of cake.
Yeah. Well, if you don't throw it up, if that is. Okay. Is that, can I say that in the radio?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't even hear what you said. I didn't.
So, well, moving on, you know, we don't want to stay there at the piece of cake. You know why it's difficult to cure blind people?
Oh, man. Why?
Because they can't see a doctor.
Did you hear Don? Don is asking for help.
Help, help, help.
But the doctor
help.
Laughed the loudest.
So you knew at the end of all that, I actually would end at some point in time the punishment and move on to my actual riddle. So here we go. There is a riddle. Nice. And this is an open-end riddle. One thing you can think about is totally subjective. I'm dying to hear your answer. Why do you think Jesus took so many blind people to the ICU? So
borderline a riddle. I mean, like one of your riddles.
No, I'm actually serious when I say
okay.
this. All right.
Okay.
And I understand that the Invisible Man went there too.
He's here all week, folks.
He believes something.
But seriously, why do you think Jesus cured so many people of blindness? Why do you think that is? And that's the straight shoot. What, why do you think Jesus cured so many people of blindness? 866-348-7884 is the number to call in and win. 866-34-TRUTH. And if they can answer that riddle,
yeah.
Beth Ann, tell them what they'll win.
I'm so jealous. We got a copy of Don's book, Oblivion's Reach. It is the Darkness series, and this is book one. And of course, no riddle is wrong, so we got other stuff in the Truth Prize Closet as well.
Yeah, so you call us, 866-348-7884. And, Amy and Boris, you guys, what a neat thing. You started this ministry with your book, right?
Well, Amy's book. I'm just, the sidekick.
You're the sidekick. That was my joke last week, Boris, because I... Did you hear it?
No.
It was really good, so I'm going to repeat it because, since I'm just in the mood. Batman was, beat up horribly on the road, side of the road. He was bleeding, all this stuff. Joker was just going wild at how he'd finally won. And Robin came over and kicked Batman right in the side. You know why?
Because he's the sidekick.
Yeah.
Oh, get out of here.
There you are.
Sidekick's wrong. So, but I know you're the sidekick, Boris. But nonetheless, Amy wrote the book. Your book is titled, Amy?
Love is the answer. God is the cure.
But you don't know the most of it. There is another book coming.
What is I did not book? Know that.
Well, besides that, it's expanded and updated.
Right, but there is another book also coming.
Yes, inspired by the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, it's going to be a compilation of Amy's poems.
That she does
every week on her show, which, by the way, if you listen at 1 o'clock, you'll get, I bet you've got a poem today, don't you, Amy?
Well, yeah, I mean, I wasn't planning on writing another book, but I was told to teach from my songs that I put on the radio
show.
By
a friend of ours, you know who?
By a very good friend. And so my sidekick over here really liked them and thought he'd make a book out of it.
Yeah.
So thank you, Robbie.
Thank you for not kicking Amy in the side. And later when you have your abuse coach on, you can find out how best to kick... Ooh. Someone is, no, I'm just kidding.
So, or not kick anybody.
Not,
on the
yeah, not Got be it. A sidekick, yes. But Don.
A good sidekick.
Is this your first book, or have you read and have you authored others?
Well, besides, this would be my second book, actually. My first book is a memoir, which I'm expanding and updating to include suppressed memories and an update.
Oh, good, good. But
And this one is just one that happened from the radio show.
Oh, I know. But actually, Don Gladney is author of Oblivion. Is this your first book, Don?
No, it's Amy, it's an expanded version of Jones's Corner, which I originally published. But I always knew it needed more. The book needed more. And that's what we did.
So... Yes, I know we're going to hit the break here in a second, but can you kind of take us into the story, how God, it's kind of always cool to me how God gave you this story before you wrote the book?
Well, yes, the whole book is a God thing. So.
I timed it actually badly because immediately the music came on. So when we come back, we're going to find out how God gave Don inspiration, as well as Amy and Boris to be a sidekick. And plus we have Riddlers. Like, why do you really think that Jesus cured so many people of blindness? 866-348-7884. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. We are blessed, really, really blessed today to have with us my good friends Amy Cabo and Boris Nikoloff with The Cure. That's a show that comes on across the Truth Network. It's on podcast. It's on Sirius and all sorts of different places every Saturday, 1 o'clock Eastern. It's live, and it's going to be fun. They're going to have a wonderful show on this week. They have a counselor that helps people that have been through abuse. And then we have Don Gladden, who's with us. He's the author of Oblivion's Reach, the Darkness series, book one, which we're going to find out a lot more about that. I'm very excited to hear about that. And then, how fun is this? We have two Riddlers. So people that have called in with an idea of why do you think Jesus cured so many people of blindness. So first off, we have Fail. And Fail, it's good to hear from you again. Hello, Fail.
Yes. Hi. I am a little hoarse this morning. So I hope you can understand what I'm saying.
I do.
But if you notice, the only ones that are in the Bible that Jesus healed of blindness were men. I'm quite sure there might have been others, but most of them were men.
I never noticed that.
So the reason that Jesus healed the men of blindness is so they could see what the women were talking about.
Oh, that's off the hook, Phil. That is just beautiful. That is, that's something to think about and pray about. But yeah, and you know, I've always had a sense, well, I won't take away. Somebody else may have the answer I was going to say. So, but it's a beautiful thing, you know, that he not only obviously came to save and to do all the things, but as he walked around, you know, he was never interrupted by anybody, no matter what they needed. You know, he that was where he was full of grace. Everybody, you know, got his attention.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. But it's one thing he did not heal the women of. He did not heal the women of talking.
Yeah, there were no mute women. I don't remember single one either. No.
The woman at the well, she went out to the community and told everybody what Jesus had done.
Which was very helpful, by the way. Very, very helpful. Yes, well, thank you, yes. Phil. I hope you get to feeling better. I hate you losing your voice.
Oh, no, I feel great.
It's just this pollen. It'll get you. Well, God bless you, Phil. Thank you.
God bless you.
I'll remember that for a long time. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
So next up, we have Scott Barton. And Scott is our actual volunteer with the Jesus Labor Love. So, Scott, you know, we had such an exciting week with being able to give away this car. And now you got to answer for Jesus.
Yes, we sure did. What a blessing. What a blessing that God has used me as a vessel. Loved the show this morning, Robbie. Those were some pretty good jokes, actually. I liked them.
It could happen.
Especially the whole line thing, you know, the ICU. That was pretty good. I really enjoyed that.
Good.
A stab at Riddle. I guess the whole symbolism of being able to see the light.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. I think that's absolutely beautiful. That was kind of where I was going with it.
That, of course, in the Bible regarding the light.
Yeah.
So the theme is an excellent theme today, Robbie. Really enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Scott. And I love your perception on that, because obviously, you know, if we could see with Jesus's sight, would that be something?
Absolutely.
and you know, that's just a beautiful thing. So you have a great day. We really, really appreciate your help with the Jesus Labor Love. Keep up the great work.
What a pleasure. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, Scott. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So when we left our hero, Don, he was just getting a chance to tell us about how, you know, God put this story on his heart. And, it, you know, Don, one of the reasons that we originally started this show was that there's a lot of people out there that they feel like, well, God's given them a book to write, or God's given them a radio show that he feels like that they felt like they were supposed to do, or a movie, or maybe you're supposed to teach Vacation Bible School, and you're just wondering what that's going to be like. And so we'd like to give all our listeners an opportunity to see what it's like for somebody who took on what they felt like God was put on their heart. And so God put this story on your heart, and he kept putting it on your heart, so you redid the book.
Yes, I think that the bottom line is he might have been testing my obedience.
Oh. You think?
Because he knocked on the door and knocked on the door, and I've always been a good storyteller. And one Sunday during the church service, I was sitting there and just words started to come, and I grabbed every scrap of paper I could and just started writing. My wife figured something was up, so she was looking in her purse for more paper. So that's how this story got started. And it's been a long journey, but it has been rewarding. I've met a lot of people and been able to do some things that I never thought I'd be able to do. But the story in Oblivion's Reach is really a story of the battle of the light and darkness. Some people who have read advanced copies and have been aware have said that it's like a prequel to the Left Behind series, because if you're familiar with the Left Behind series, it starts with the rapture happening.
Right.
But what was happening up to that point? And where Mike Stafford and I, my co-writer, have started on this journey of looking at society today and seeing what took place before the rapture started in the Left Behind series. And we've got it on paper, and we're moving forward with it.
Yeah, and it's a very timely subject, no doubt. But along those lines, Amy and Boris, can I just say that how excited I am for your poetry, Amy? No,
you know,
I am.
You're very intuitive, because you know how you mentioned Jesus' sight? That happens to be in my poem about God's point of view.
Can we have a preview?
Yeah.
Oh, we think alike.
Yeah, let's go for it, Amy.
Do you know the poem now?
It's from the song Point of View.
Oh, there you are.
Okay.
If we only knew God's point of view, we would be happy with, we would be okay with everything. We would be happy with everything if we'd understand it's his will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you know what I find interesting, Amy, and Boris, actually, is that you guys are very much a team to me, that... You know, like me and my wife, you know, just it isn't the same unless she has part of it. And so, you know, I'm sure Amy feels the same way, and I know you feel the same way about Amy. But to make a correlation, you know, my jokes, I love to tell my jokes. Can you tell? But I did not know.
I love your jokes, too.
When I started to do my radio show years ago and I started to tell these jokes, I knew I loved telling them, but I could tell my guests weren't always all that thrilled about them. But I knew that I loved telling them, and I knew I was really having a fun time doing it. And then I started to hear listeners say, you know, Robbie, your stuff isn't that funny, but I'd love to hear you laugh.
That's so, this happens sometimes in some movies I go, and then I start laughing, and then you see everybody. It's like,
but
me.
What I learned through that experience was, wow, when I'm doing what I love doing, then it's kind of like God made me to do this. And then he, you know, I can feel his pleasure. And so that gives me more pleasure. And sometimes people get pleasure out of it. Sometimes they don't. But the real thing is if it's God's feeling the pleasure, then I'm having a great time. And I really look forward to doing my show. Like Beth Ann can tell you, I was so excited about these jokes, I can't even tell you. Well, I'm going to bet
you.
He said
he could do them all day long.
I could. But, Amy, I bet you that's how you feel about your poems. Like, I get to share this today, because, and I can feel God's pleasure when I do it, right?
Yep.
And so I think it's absolutely beautiful, and I've seen it. You know, you weren't doing those poems when we first started, and then then I saw them come on, and then I could see the joy that Boris got from watching you do them, and what you got from doing them, and the next thing you know, away you go. And I see that too in Don's writing, right? Can you see what his wife did immediately when he started to write all this stuff down? Ryan?
She jumped right in.
And she got the paper and she said, "Let's go. We're on an adventure." And off we go. And then where God takes you, and I hope everybody listening is seeing this, that sometimes, you know, people around you may not like what you're doing. But if you sense you're loving it and God's loving it, walk in that a little bit and see if God doesn't provide an audience that will enjoy what you enjoy. Because, right, everybody doesn't buy your book, does he? Do they, Don? But the ones that do, that you get feedback, and they send you a some kind of, like, man, or through Amazon, they write you a feedback, say, "This is the best book I ever." I mean, that means so much, doesn't it?
Oh, it certainly does. And everybody who have read the story love it. It's a mystery, but it's about life today. It's about the fact that angels do exist, and they're there to help us, you know.
Oh, good. We get to talk about angels when we come back. I got some stuff I want to run by you, Don, on that. So we got more with Amy and Boris, the sidekick. So much more coming up. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today we're having so much fun with my friends Amy Cabo and Boris Nikoloff from The Cure, a show that comes on across the Truth Network every Saturday live, which means that you can call in every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as well as really on the satellite, Sirius satellite, and so many different ways. Their podcast is very, very, very popular. And they actually have a video podcast where you can watch Amy sing her songs and all that stuff. So that's very cool. And then we have Don Gladden. He's the author of Oblivion's Reach, the Darkness series, book one. And so when we left our hero this time, Don, right before the music started, you started talking about angels. And so yeah. I had an observation this week that, you know, everybody might go, "Robbie, you never noticed that." Well, I didn't. But I wanted to run it by you. Have you ever noticed that the angels' names that we know all have that I-E-L sound to them, like Gabriel or Michael, that actually God's name is in the end of their names when you look at that in Hebrew? Have you ever noticed that?
No. Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, they have the same suffix.
The fact is that in Matthew 18, it tells us that take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who's in heaven. So we have guardian angels.
Oh, yeah.
That are assigned to us whenever we're born. But then there's angels on assignment. But what happens is, because we have free will, angels cannot directly interfere in our lives unless we ask for their help. So there's another group of angels beside the guardian angels who are there when requested to help us in those times of need, when we need them. So,
you know, I couldn't agree with you more, Don. And I actually, in my daily prayer that I do, that was somewhat fashioned by John Eldridge, you know, I actually call on those angels every day.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, I know, you know, with your blessing, Jesus, I mean, this is what you provided these for, to destroy that stuff that's raised against me spiritually that I can't see coming. You know, I call on your angels.
Right.
And I, you know, I'm sitting there listening to you, and all of a sudden it just hit me that, like, oh, well, even in English, it's angel, right? Which ends with an E-L. Well, guess what that is?
Right.
It's L, right? Yeah. And so it's in there like Prego spaghetti sauce, man. There. So how cool is that? So you've got that going on.
Yes.
And are these characters aware of these angels?
Yes. That as the story develops, it becomes more and more real. A community in Southern Illinois is under attack. Nobody can figure out what's going on. There's all kinds of weird things going on. Fires just starting everywhere with no apparent cause. And it's finally determined that darkness, through the fallen angels, are trying to take over. The people realize we can't fight against this by ourselves. We've got to have help. And angels just appear to people, and the story develops from there. And it's a mystery with a little romance thrown in.
It's a story, and you know, I heard you at the beginning talk about you're a great storyteller. So I want to let our listeners know you can go to kingdompursuits.com. The name of the book is Oblivion. It's right there on my front page, actually. And you can go there and order it from Amazon. And as you heard Don say, it's the same with Amy's book, The Cure. If you go get those books, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, be sure and go back on Amazon and give these authors feedback to tell them, you know, how much you loved it. And those kind of things. And so, Amy, I got another angel story for you, okay?
Okay.
So I have this friend, his name's Adam Draper. A lot of my friends call him Trippy because he's kind of a trippy guy. But he's one of the few people I've ever known that actually saw angels. And he sees them regularly. And he actually has discussions with them. And as he says, you don't have to believe me, but I believe me. You know, like, you know, that he does. And so he tells this one story that one day his guardian angel that, you know, Don was making reference to was just kind of sitting on the couch of prospect, just sitting there watching him. And he looked at him. And again, this friend's kind of trippy, and good friend. He's an attorney, actually, and a brilliant man. He says to this angel, he says, doesn't it get boring just sitting there watching me?
Oh, goodness.
Maybe they read books.
What I love is what the angel said. He said, Adam, do you think a tree gets bored just standing there? He said, if you only knew that when you're doing what God wants you to do in God's timing, there's no greater experience.
Yes.
You tell me he didn't talk to an angel. I mean, I'm like, my jaw drops and I go, oh, yeah, that guy talked to an angel.
Well, the invisible is difficult to see. The angels most evident to me are people. People can be angels. You know, a lot of times we don't know our capabilities and we don't know our purpose. But God uses his people just like Satan uses his minions. And I see angels in people. And that's just what happens when you surround yourself with good people and you live the right life.
Yeah, me too. No doubt, no doubt. So, you know, very fun. I get to see you guys at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention coming up in June. So, you know,
to get tickets.
Yeah, we do too. So, as you guys are, you've got this book coming up. Can you give our listeners kind of a vision of where you see your show going?
Wherever God will take it.
Right, because as you go to the NRB, there's going to be all these networks and all these different people that are doing this, and you're getting ideas, and your show keeps getting, you know, better and better. Obviously, he gave you the poetry, and he keeps providing you with good guests. But yes. I sense that your show, you more and more are staying closer to kind of God is the cure type of guess, right?
Yes. God is a cure, and, you know, love is the answer to every problem. But then again, God is love, so he's also the answer.
Yeah. And how about you, Boris? Where do you see things going?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just going to follow the ride, I guess.
You're going to keep kicking in the side?
Keep kicking in the side and try to help out. But yeah, it's interesting. You know, I've seen a lot of testimonies. People love it. And it's very, I'm very proud of Amy.
Yeah, you've been a wonderful. And so if you wonder where the technical side of all this comes, it's Boris, right? You're the one that's got the video podcast thing going, and you're the, you know, you've got it on the...
Betan is helping tremendously.
Yes, she is. And same here. It's nice to have, like Amy said, really good people.
Right.
But, you know, you guys are very creative on getting a lot of neat stuff out there for our listeners. We're so grateful to have you on the Truth Network.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, and I'm very grateful. Actually, he's not a shabby producer.
Ooh, I might get a raise.
And so your show today, tell me more about your counselor.
Well, she is an amazing personality. She has endured some things in her life, but she's turned it around for the good, which is something that God loves to do with us. We can't avoid sad times or hard times, but God makes it for the benefit of others so that we can use that to help others. And she's been able to help people, you know, love themselves and just realize that there's hope for everyone, that they can still live a normal life regardless of what they've been through.
That is exactly right. So we've got a lot more coming in the one last segment of Kingdom Pursuits. As always, I would say this is a live show, so if you've got a question for Don about his book, or you got a question for Amy or Boris, feel free to call us 866-348-7884. We got one more segment to make that happen, so stay tuned. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. We're so blessed, really, to have with us Don Gladden. He's the author of Oblivion's Reach. Today, that book, like always, is on kingdompursuits.com, and we're hoping that you'll go click on the Amazon link there. You can look at chapters, you can do all sorts of stuff, and then you can order it. Did I read it right, Don? It looked like they were offering the... I'm trying to think of the name of the word that where you just put it on your phone for free. Or maybe I got that because of my membership or something.
we're making an offer to anyone who would commit to writing a review to contact me in my email, and we'll send you a PDF. Of the book, and then you can read that and post your comments.
So the online version, you can just reach out. And how should people reach out to you? Can you give them an email or something?
Oh, yeah. My email is Don Gladden Arthur.
Oh, that makes sense. So Don Gladden, which is GLADDEN Author.
Right.
.com, and you can get the PDF version if you're willing to write a review.
Absolutely
free.
Contact me through my website, and we'll get you involved. I want to say this. In today's world, my gosh, don't get me started on that. All of the evil, all of the riots, all of this conflict, all of this going on, In thinking about it, in our normal thinking, our mindset doesn't think in terms of this is evil against good. We just think it's a riot and it's too bad, and a lot of innocent people are getting hurt, and businesses are getting shut down because they're being destroyed. We need to man up and woman up also, and take on a spiritual battle against these things that are going on in our country and around the world. It is a spiritual battle. It is light against darkness. And we've got to stand in the gap and begin to stand with our brothers and sisters to come against the evil that's all around us. The underlying driving force of the story in Oblivion's Reach is intercessory prayer. There are prayer groups involved in the story, and anytime a battle is sensed to be on the horizon, the intercessors are called into action, and it's because of intercessory prayer that light continues to, and always will, light always will triumph over darkness.
Wow, that's awesome. Again, the book's Oblivion's Reach, and they said, as Don said, you just reach him out at dongladdenauthor.com. I mean, at dongladdenauthor.com, and you can get a PDF yourself. So getting back to Amy and Boris, your new book, how soon are you expecting it to come out, Amy?
Well, let me ask my producer.
It's coming July 7.
July 7?
That's a good number.
Yeah, it is a good number. It's 7-7.
There you are.
And this is going to be the one with the poetry?
Yes. It's just a accumulation of all the poems I've done so far that just keep coming up thanks to the Holy Spirit. I have no clue how it's happening, but it's happening.
But, you know, anybody that has been connected to your show since the beginning, you could see your love for music, your love for poetry, your love for the lyrics of all the songs, right? That was what got this all started. Is that communicates at a deeper level, and you know, clearly that touches your heart. You could see it. In fact, if you ever watch their video podcast, which is really fun, you can see Amy like just enveloped in the music. It's just part of what you do.
Yeah, I'm big into music. I find it extremely therapeutic, and I've always received messages from songs. I believe that God inspires singers to sing certain songs, and they just happen to be perfect for certain times. And just the same way God uses a lot of ways to message us.
And we actually share this in common, Amy. I don't know if you know it, but whenever I'm getting ready to do the Christian Car Guy show, and people that know me well know this, I work on the music before I do anything else. I got to have the music in my head. I do. I got to have the music. I got to have the lyrics. I'm almost singing that song to myself as I'm putting together what I want to do with the show in my mind. And I know you do the same thing. And go ahead.
Yeah, a lot of times I don't know what songs I'm going to be picking for the show. I ask the Holy Spirit for help. And when I pick the songs, they just seem like the right song, but I have no clue what I'm going to say from them. And the Holy Spirit helps me there too.
He is your shepherd. You shall not want when it comes to music, I can assure you. So, how fun. Well, The Cure is coming up at 1 o'clock on the Truth Network. You can hear their show is going to be on coaching for people that have been through abuse. And then, of course, Don Gladden's book. You can go to Kingdom Pursuits. You can order that book from Amazon or just reach out to him and get the one on PDF. How fun. Well, you got so much truth coming at you on the Truth Network. Encouraging Prayer with James Banks. Outstanding today. Coming right up, followed by Masculine Journey if you're in Winston-Salem. Then Nikita Koloff, it's time to man up at 12:30. Stay tuned. So much truth coming at you.
This is the Truth Network.